This is our third one.
Yeah, it's our third street.
Yeah.
In the last efforts to gain the Democratic nomination for county judge, Nelson Wolf and his challenger, Tommy Atkinson, spent time with the people they hope to get to the polls today. Wolf spent a warm Saturday block walking on the far south side near Palo Alto College.
This your place?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, you got a beautiful place.
Wolf met with homeowners in their front yards while his campaign workers placed signs.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
It's almost 3 acres.
It's a neighborhood with homes on large lots, so Wolf said it's a lot of legwork.
There's a tradition, particularly on the south side, and that's why we're over here, there's a tradition to vote on election day. So we figured it'd be a good spot to work.
Back at Tommy Atkinson's office on the south side, a barbecue was prepared for volunteers getting ready for his final push.
This is Mr. Garcia. We're calling on behalf of Tommy Atkinson for county judge campaign. It was just a complimentary call to remind you that Election Day is this Tuesday, March the 4th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Rah-rah, deployment, strategic placement, showing up at events, block walking. We have a barbecue out here for all of our volunteers to come by and pick up their materials and then get back into the streets or onto the phone. We've got a phone bank going over here, going, you know, 90 miles an hour, as it has been almost since December the 10th.
Atkinson says voters tell him that personal contact is critical to voters, especially at the last minute.
Well, I think they want somebody whose hand they have shaken, whose eyes they have looked into. They want access. And people always say, you're always here. You know, or they'll tell me the other thing, which is proof positive that that we're connecting. They'll tell me, I already voted for you.
It remains to be seen whether last-minute efforts would have an effect. Both men say more than 50% of the votes were cast by the end of early voting. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.